This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. More than 100 protesters, including children, killed by security forces in Myanmar. At least 114 people were killed Saturday as security forces cracked down on protests against the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. That's according to the online news service Myanmar Now. Sunday, protesters returned to the streets to press their demands for a return to democracy. The Saturday killings by police and soldiers took place throughout the country as Myanmar's military celebrated the annual Armed Forces Day holiday with a parade in the country's capital, Naypyidaw. The bloodshed quickly drew international condemnation, both from the diplomatic missions within Myanmar and from abroad. The military chiefs of 12 nations issued a joint statement condemning the use of force against unarmed people. The statement reads, "A professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves." Suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Palm Sunday, wounding at least 14 people. A video obtained by the Associated Press showed body parts scattered near a burning motorbike at the gates of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi Province. A priest at the church said he had just finished celebrating Mass when the explosion went off. He said security guards at the church were suspicious of two people on a motorcycle who wanted to enter the building, and when they went to confront them, one of them detonated explosives. The wounded included four guards and several churchgoers. This is VOA News. There is continued hope Sunday that salvage efforts would free a mammoth container ship blocking the Suez Canal the last 6 days. The trapped ship has cut off international trade through the canal, causing losses worth millions of dollars. The Marine Traffic and Vessel Finder application said two tugboats were on their way to the vital waterway to help the salvage operation. Experts pinned hope on a high tide to dislodge the vessel. The MV Ever Given, which is longer than four football fields, has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The crisis has forced companies to reconsider rerouting vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, a longer and more expensive way to travel between Asia and Europe. Billions of dollars of cargo are now stalled at either end of the Suez Canal, and each passing day results in millions of dollars in losses for Egypt and commercial enterprises around the world. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's Facebook page has been frozen, according to a spokesman for the social media giant. That's because Facebook says the page contained misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A statement from the company says Maduro violated Facebook policy when he posted a video from without any medical evidence promoting carvativir as a cure for the coronavirus. Carvativir is a drink made with the herb thyme, which the page described as a miracle medication capable of neutralizing the coronavirus without any side effects. Facebook spokesman told Reuters, quote, "We follow guidance from the World Health Organization that says there is currently no medication to cure the virus." The company said it is taking action to limit use of Maduro's Facebook page, freezing it for 30 days. The United States on Saturday condemned China's sanctions against two American religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in a dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. Beijing's sanctions followed those imposed by the United States, European Union, Britain, and Canada last week for what they say are violations of the rights of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. Activists and UN rights experts say at least a million Muslims have been detained in camps in Xinjiang. The activists and some Western politicians accuse China of using torture, forced labor, and sterilizations. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.